This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Polling is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal and will continue till 6 in the evening. In Tamil Nadu, voting is taking place for 234 assembly seats and 152 constituencies in West Bengal and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, nearly 70% voting has been recorded till 3 p.m., while in West Bengal, nearly 79% votes were polled. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. Polling has also been held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. Campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections is in full swing in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Krishnanagar, declared that political change in the state is inevitable. He praised the Election Commission, noting that reports of poll violence have been the lowest in 50 years. Mr. Modi alleged that the TMC government in West Bengal is encouraging illegal infiltration and facilitating the settlement of these individuals by providing forged documents. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is campaigning in Hooghly with public meetings in Balagar and Pursura, followed by a roadshow in Madhyamgram. On the Trinamool side, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed gatherings in Chaurangi and Jadavpur and will join a march in Bhavanipur. CPIM State Secretary Mohammed Salim is leading a roadshow in Baliganj and a march from Konanagar to Uttarpara. Senior leaders including M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat are attending a rally in Jadavpur. In Tripura, a meeting was held at the District Magistrate's Office in Khowai following directives from the Ministry of Home Affairs to strengthen and develop vibrant villages along the India-Bangladesh international border. The meeting was chaired by District Magistrate Rajat Pant. He said that earlier 9 villages across 3 blocks were identified along the border, which has now been expanded to 49 villages under the new guidelines. Discussions focused on improving road connectivity, electricity, internet and DTH services in these areas. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu laid the foundation stone for Renew Energy Global Solar Manufacturing Plant at Rambili in Anakapalli district today. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said the company is establishing a 6.5 GW solar ingot and wafer manufacturing facility with an investment of 5,400 crore rupees. He said Anakapalli district is rapidly emerging as a major destination for industrial investments and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on Sunday at 11 a.m. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said that today Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in recent years. Dr. S. Jaishankar said this while unveiling the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit, which will be held from the 28th to the 31st of May. Addressing the curtain raise event of the summit in New Delhi, he said that 17 new diplomatic missions have been opened across the continent, taking the number of missions there to 46. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 1% today. The Sensex plunged 852 points to close at 77,664, while the Nifty lost 205 points to settle at 24,173. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.